You can open up to your New Testament tonight to Luke chapter 10, if you would, please. Luke chapter 10, just a couple verses here this evening, verses 38 to 43 will be the focus of our time together this evening. Stephen Covey and Roger and Rebecca Merrill ask a great question in a little book of theirs called First Things First. And here's the question that they ask. What is the one activity that you know if you did superbly well and consistently would have significant positive results in your personal life? I think that's a really good question. That same question in their book is then asked regarding the reader's professional or work life. And then they ask a different question. The next question goes like this. If you know these things would make such a significant difference, why are you not doing them right now? I think we could ask those same two questions about our walk with God. And so I want to ask you those questions, and I want you to think of the answer in your personal life to these questions spiritually. What is the one activity that you know if you did superbly well and consistently would have significant positive results in your personal life? I want you to think about that. The one thing that if you did spiritually would have the biggest impact. Hopefully you have something that comes to mind. I know when I think about that, immediately there's one specific thing that comes to mind. And then this next question, if you know these things or that particular thing would make such a significant difference, then why are you not doing them now? Or why aren't you doing that thing right now? Our busyness and service for God, often something that seems to be very urgent and important, often takes us from our time at His feet, what's most important. And we're going to draw our attention tonight to a text that's about that very matter, about spending time at the feet of Jesus Christ and how that works out in relationship to serving Him. Jesus puts discipleship, or we could say sitting at His feet in His presence, actually before service in terms of priority. You must choose to make discipleship your first priority. Time at Jesus' feet, time with Him, priority number one. I think this is a very fitting reminder for all of us. It's a fitting reminder for us on a night like tonight where we're basically celebrating and looking forward to having our first deacon here at Beaumont Baptist Church, having another man come on as an elder at Beaumont Baptist Church. Two roles of service. Each of you are in roles of service here at Beaumont Baptist Church, or at least God wants you to be. So let's notice what this text says. Luke chapter 10, beginning in verse 38. It says, "Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed Him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to His teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to Him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me.' But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.'" Our story picks up in a little town of Bethany. It's the hometown of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Dear friends of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it was a place, Bethany was a place where Jesus would have frequented often. Our text tells us about two women, Mary and Martha. It gives us a little bit of a window into their lives and their personalities perhaps. And what we know about both of these women is that they both loved Jesus. I think that is without question. Both of these women love and adore Jesus Christ. And that's evident by their actions. But the priorities of these two women weren't the same exactly. And we're going to look this evening at three reminders about serving God from the lives of these two women. So here's the first reminder. I think that this is so true. First of all, service before discipleship or sitting at the feet of Jesus is very tempting. Both of these women, as I mentioned, loved God, but their priorities were in different places. Martha chose to serve God before sitting at His feet. But Mary chose to sit at Jesus' feet before serving Him. Serving is a good thing. Service is a great thing. Martha demonstrated her love for the Lord through service. We see that back in verse 38. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. She loves Jesus. She throws the doors of her home open. She invites Jesus in and makes him feel at home. Jesus is welcome there. She's serving him. She loves him. She opened up her home to him. It would seem, just a little glimpse that we get into Martha's life, that everything probably needed to be just right for her guest. Jesus is coming. Let's get everything perfect. The problem for Martha was that she got the cart before the horse. Service is a good thing, but verse 39 reminds us that discipleship, or sitting at the feet of Jesus, is the best thing. Look at verse 39 again. It says, "And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching." Jesus comes in, he's teaching in the house, and Mary comes and she sits at the feet of Jesus, and she's captivated by what he's saying. There's one priority in her life, and it's Jesus and what's coming out of his mouth. She was what we could call a disciple. She was an intense learner or follower of Jesus. Discipleship is the best thing. And I think just a note here, discipleship, sitting at the feet of Jesus, doesn't exclude service. In fact, the opposite is the case. What happens actually is discipleship just needs to come first. It needs to be priority number one. And when we prioritize sitting at the feet of Jesus, guess what happens? We behold his glory, we sit at his feet, and we get up and we serve him. Those who sit at Jesus' feet will get up and serve him. I think we see that in the passage before this one, the parable of the Good Samaritan, which we won't take the time to look at tonight. But discipleship is actually foundational for our service. It's not that you should dump serving the Lord. You just want to be walking with him as your number one priority. I think perhaps of a high school kid who goes to school every day, and the reason they're at school is to study and to learn and to get good grades. And kids in school, they have different priorities. They have different interests. And working with teenagers, sometimes what I would see with young people is they would go to school, and they would literally, young people I knew would get involved in every single thing they could. Like, well, I'm going to play sports. I'm on this team, and I'm on that team, and I'm in this group, and I'm in that group. And they're doing all these things and all these extracurricular things, all of which are awesome and great, and they're like failing their classes. Somewhere in there, that young person is missing the point. They're missing their priority of school. They're there to learn. They're there to study, have a good time. But all these other things took the place of what's probably most important for them with that time. In your personal life, your time with God, listening to his words, should really come above all else. And I would ask you, is that the case? Is that priority number one in your life? I am going to sit at the feet of Jesus. By God's grace, it should be, and it can be. A second reminder about serving God: service before discipleship is detrimental. When you get the cart before the horse, bad things happen. And we're going to see that. What happens? Well, service before discipleship is detrimental because it takes you away, actually, from the feet of Jesus. Verse 40 says that Martha was distracted with much serving. That word translated distracted actually means to be taken away from something. And the implication for Martha, actually, is that she would have probably loved to be in there, right next to Mary, right at the feet of Jesus. But she's not. Her service took her away. So it takes you away from the feet of Jesus, and it also makes you frustrated. And I could attest to this from personal experience in my own life as a pastor. I'm here to serve God. In times of my life where I haven't really been sitting at the feet of Jesus like I should, but yet very, very busy for the Lord. Notice all the negative things that came about for Martha when she misplaced her priorities and put service or busyness for the Lord above sitting at his feet. And they're the same negative things that will show up in your life. You may be doing all sorts of things at Beaumont Baptist Church. You may be all in. You may be a big time doer when it comes to serving the Lord, that's good. Like the church needs people to serve. God wants you to serve. But negatives come into your life if you don't walk with God as a priority. What are some of those frustrations? Well, I think first frustration that we see is frustration with the people around you. Look at verse 40. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him, that's Jesus, and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. When you put service before discipleship, you quickly become frustrated with people. It happens. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, the people you're supposed to be serving with, the people that you're around, the people that are in this church with you, all on the same mission, you get frustrated with those people. Martha is frustrated with Mary, and frankly, Mary hasn't done anything wrong. Martha's working her tail off in the kitchen while Mary is sitting in the living room at the feet of Jesus, listening to him talk, and she is thinking, that woman should be helping me. What is she doing sitting in there while I am working so, so hard? When you put service before discipleship, you quickly become critical and judgmental of other people. You become a fault finder, even though you're extremely devoted to what you are doing. You find that other people are doing things wrong. And I would just ask you this, is that you? What is it like for other people to serve with you here at Beaumont Baptist Church? I sense we have a good spirit here at our church. But I'm not everywhere at every time in every conversation. I don't see all that. What's it like for people to serve with you? I've been in church long enough and been around enough people serving that I know firsthand, as I'm sure many of you do, that not everybody's fun to serve with, even if they're gung-ho working hard in their ministry. What's it like to serve with you at Beaumont Baptist Church? Do people sense frustration coming out of you toward them? Another frustration is frustration with circumstances. When you put service before discipleship, it won't be long before you're frustrated actually in your area of service. You can almost hear Martha, you get a really good glimpse into Martha's personality as you read this text. And you can almost hear her banging pots and pans around in the kitchen and talking under her breath that she's just in a huff. I'm in here all alone and no one is helping me. And that ministry that you love, this is the woman that welcomed Jesus into her home. Martha's probably a woman of great hospitality and probably loves hospitality, and all of a sudden she's hating it. Another frustration is frustration with God. When you put service before discipleship, you'll probably end up frustrated with God himself. Finally, Martha turns to Jesus as if he should rebuke Mary and send her to the kitchen. Jesus, you shouldn't be letting this happen. Yikes. Like, this is getting bad, Martha. Look at what she says to Jesus. She says, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. This is bad. Okay, at this point, Martha is now telling Jesus what to do. Martha, something's not right here. Something's not adding up. Something's not right in your heart. And when we don't walk with God and we're just busy for God, we end up frustrated actually with God. And our service quickly becomes drudgery when it is put before walking with the Lord. And the creativity and vitality that we once poured into some area of ministry gets sapped and everything sours. I was working as a summer intern at a church. Maybe close to 10 years ago now. And this was a larger church. We were putting on this summer event. It was every night of the week. And it was this outdoor event. It had like a carnival and different things. And another intern and I were getting all of this ready. And we were working like crazy. And I remember our personalities just began to clash. And at one point, we just sort of had it out a little bit. And I was frustrated with him. He was frustrated with me. And frankly, we're both really busy for the Lord, but our own hearts and our own walk with God, we're suffering. And these things happen, and they need repented of, and we need to get our priorities back in line. Third reminder about serving God. Jesus teaches us that discipleship before service is needful. Look at verse 42. Jesus says to Martha, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. It's interesting that the language Jesus uses of Mary, he says she has chosen the good portion. Putting discipleship before service is a choice that you make. I'm going to choose to walk with God. I may be busy. I may have a lot of other things that feel like priorities, but this is going to be priority number one. Your priorities won't align themselves by accident. Both of these women are busy. They both have a lot to do. But the one chooses to sit at Jesus' feet. That's priority number one. And when you do that, good things happen. You'll never regret the choice to be an intense learner at the feet of Jesus. And no one can take away what you gain. And that's what's said here in verse 42. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. When she sat at the feet of Jesus, she gained something. She benefited intensely. She was blessed. She learned. She grew. She knew her Lord better. And Jesus says to Martha, no one can take that away from Mary. Focus on your walk with Jesus. And again, just to reiterate, we don't say, well, I'm such a busy person, so I can't serve Jesus. No, no, no. The goal is to get your priorities in line. I'm going to walk with Jesus, and I'm going to be 100% in. And hopefully because I'm walking with Jesus when I serve, I do it with joy. I do it with gladness. I just want to wrap up here tonight by going back to these questions. What is the one activity that you know, if you did superbly well and consistently, would have significant positive results in your personal life? Well, don't we see it right here in this verse? Jesus said, but one thing is necessary. And the next question, if you know these things would make such a significant difference, why are you not doing them right now? I hope you're intensely walking with Jesus. I hope you're sitting at the feet of Jesus, but you might not be. And in our room tonight, there may be people who are richly enjoying time at Jesus' feet, and there may be people who, frankly, you are not. And you know you should, but it's just not happening. It's not a priority. And Jesus, in love, would say to you, the one thing is necessary. You focus on this. You walk with me. Tonight we have our first deacon at Beaumont Baptist Church. We have another elder coming on the team with the three that we currently have. And I think this is something that you could pray for the leadership at Beaumont Baptist Church. Pray that all of us men would sit at the feet of Jesus. And as we function in our different roles and in our different capacities, that we would, having sat at the feet of Jesus, would get up and we would serve well. And that you, as a servant at Beaumont Baptist Church, would sit at the feet of Jesus and that you would serve well with joy. I'm going to ask you if you would bow your head and close your eyes at this time. I'm just going to pray here briefly.